Good afternoon, everybody. This is Vin Scully speaking to you from Crosley Field in Cincinnati with Jerry Doggett and Al Helfer on hand as the Brooklyn Dodgers and Cincinnati Redlegs about ready to wrap up their three-game series this afternoon. Today's game, like all the Dodger games this year, will be brought to you by Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company, and tobacco is our middle name. And the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. The Dodgers and Redlegs playing a single game today to wrap up their three-game series. This will be meeting number 17. They've split it down the middle, each side having won 8 of the preceding 16, and each side having won 4 of 8 played here, and 4 of the 8 played back east, so they're about as even as you can be. In today's ball game, it will be Johnny Padres for Brooklyn and Brooks Lawrence for Cincinnati. Lawrence, making his 20th start, has completed 8 and appeared 12 times in relief. His record, 11 wins and 6 defeats. He is 2-0 against Brooklyn and lifetime 6 wins and 5 defeats. He appeared, you might remember, briefly pitching the 9th inning of Friday night's game in relief. Johnny Padres for Brooklyn, making his 16th start, has completed 7 ball games and appeared 3 times in relief. John, 8 wins and 3 defeats. He is 2-1 against Cincinnati and lifetime 8-4. Johnny has had an exceptional success this year on the road. He lost his first road game to the Pittsburgh Pirates and since then has pitched 5 complete road game victories, allowing only 1 run in his last 45 innings on the road. He pitched shutouts at the Polo Grounds, then won here 6-1 at Cincinnati when Ed Bailey hit a home run in the second inning of that game. And he then followed with 3 consecutive road shutouts at Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and you remember that terrific ball game the other night when he bested St. Louis 1-0. The Padres, as he warms up right now, has a string of 34 consecutive scoreless innings on the road since allowing that home run by Bailey on May the 21st. Johnny, by the way, leads the majors in shutouts with 5. Jim Wilson had 4, came very close to number 5, but Billy Pierce had to help him out. The Dodger lineup today, Charlie Neal opens up at shortstop and Jim Gilliam at second base. Duke Snider batting third in center field. The field has dried out considerably since yesterday, so there is no danger now of loose topsoil giving way and Snider's tricky knee being re-injured, so he's back in the lineup hitting third. Gil Hodges not feeling too well, but nevertheless the big fella's going to stay at first base. He had a tooth removed, and since that time, a little reaction to it. His hand bothers him a little bit, and his legs are a little tired. But as Gil said, with a kind of a sheepish grin, he'll be there at first. So Hodges in the cleanup spot at first base. The Redlegs take the field right now before a big crowd. We should have another crowd close to 30,000 today. Sandy Amoros will be in left field batting fifth. Carl Frillo, who had a single and a home run yesterday, will be in right field. Roy Campanella, the catcher, batting seventh. Pee Wee Reese will be at third base. Randy Jackson, it's conceivable, could have played today. However, he twisted his knee slightly yesterday, and they're always afraid that he might seriously injure it, so they'll give him a day off. However, he could appear as a pinch hitter. So Reese, instead, will be at third base, batting eighth. And the pitcher, Johnny Padres. For Cincinnati, Johnny Temple opens up at second base and Gus Bell in center field. Don Hoke will hit third and play third base. George Crowe in the cleanup spot at first. We'll continue with the Red Leg lineup in a few moments, but right now, our national anthem. Thank you. continue with the Cincinnati lineup. George Crowe in the cleanup spot in first, then Frank Robinson in left field. Ed Bailey, the catcher. Wally Post is dropped to the seventh spot in right field. Roy McMillan, the shortstop, and the pitcher, Brooks Lawrence, 11 wins and 6 defeats, 2-0 against Brooklyn and lifetime 6-5. The four umpires for this series, as they rotate today, it'll be Stan Landis, back of the plate. Bill Baker on the line at first, Frank Dascoli umpiring at second, and Frank Sicori on the line back at third. A big day of baseball today. The Giants and the Milwaukee Braves are playing a doubleheader. In the first game, it'll be Johnny Antonelli 9-10 against Bob Trowbridge 3-2. Pittsburgh and St. Louis, Vernon Law and Vaughn McDaniel, and the Cardinals lead 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Philadelphia and Chicago, Kurt Simmons and Tom Pohulski, no score at the end of two innings. All those games, doubleheaders. In the American League, Tigers and Yankees playing two. Foytak against Larson, it's a 1-1 tie at the end of an inning and a half. No score at the end of an inning and a half. Chicago and Baltimore, Harshman and Odell. The Red Sox lead 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half on Ted Williams' home run. And it's 3-2, Kansas City over Washington at the end of 6.5 innings in the first of two. So you're right up to date. Charlie Neal coming up. Lucky Strike blowing smoke rings to you from Crosley Field in Cincinnati. And for Lucky Strike and the play-by-play, here's Jerry Doggett.
Thanks, Ben, and hi, everyone. Charlie Neal stepping in, and our ball game about to get set underway. It'll be Neal with a .263 batting average, 7 home runs, and 30 runs batted in. Brooks Lawrence, the big right-hander, checks his sign, the windup, and the first pitch of the game. Swung on a fly ball at the left field. Robertson moves over to his left and hauls it down for the out. So Neal, first ball hitting, lines out to Frank Robinson in left field. One up, one down, and the batter, Junior Gilliam. Junior had a long dry spell before he got the base hit yesterday. Batting average is .250, one home run, 23 runs batted in. Brooks Lawrence, 11-6 against the league, and 2-0 this year against the Dodgers, lifetime 6-5. Here's the pitch. Fastball is in for a strike. And Gilliam now steps out, complaining a bit to umpire Stan Landis. And Landis takes his mask off and is talking to Gilliam. So Junior rubs a handful of dirt in his hands. Still talking to Landis. Didn't like the call on that pitch. The on-deck hitter, Duke Snyder, and down in the hole, Gil Hodges. Third baseman Don Holt playing in on the grass. Lawrence winds, and here's the pitch. Strike two, curveball at the knees, and it's nothing and two to Gilliam. Bright sunshiny day here in Cincinnati. Temperature in the 80s. Possibly will go as high as 90 degrees today. And a fine crowd. Gilliam leans back from a high curve, and it's ball one, strike two. Fans still coming in. The sun deck, the bleacher area in right field, is jam-packed. Folks still trying to find seats out there. Gilliam swings a fly ball loose into short right field, coming on his post. He's there, and he makes the grab for the out. Throw away. So Gilliam skies to post in short right field, two up and two down, and the batter will be Duke Snyder. Duke hitting .279 with 24 home runs and 57 runs batted in. Snyder, of course, did not play yesterday because of the soft ground in the outfield and the tricky knees. But Duke back in there today after the sunshine yesterday and today dried out the playing field very well. Lawrence into the windup. Here's his pitch. High fly ball to left field. Robinson now backing up to the edge of the terrace, goes up halfway, waits and makes the catch for the out to retire the side. So the Dodgers out on three fly balls, two to left, one to right, and the side retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And at the end of a happening of play, it's Brooklyn nothing, and the Red Legs coming to bat. Now with a word for Lucky Strike, here's Ben.
Well, middle of the first, friends, and that means a short pause before the Red Legs come up to bat. It means we have time, too, to wax eloquence about Luckies. And that's an easy assignment, let me assure you. Because, friends, there's no smoke like a Lucky. A Lucky's all cigarette, all fine tobacco. Tobacco that starts off right by being mild and naturally good-tasting. Tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. So get in the mood, friends. Enjoy yourself. light up a Lucky, and discover the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
For the taste that you like, light up a Lucky Strike. You'll say a Lucky's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Dodgers have suddenly erupted a little bit in the dugout, perhaps no doubt after Gillian disputed a call on a strike at the plate. Jake Fiddler hollered, and now Walter Alston, out in defense of his first base coach, has been given the boot by plate umpire Stan Landis, and we haven't even gotten to the last of the first inning. A towel comes sailing out of the Dodger dugout, but Alston, no doubt about it, has been chased by plate umpire Stan Landis. To get back into it now, remember Gilliam at the plate took a strike and hollered about it. When the inning ended, the Dodgers began to holler from the dugout. Landis whirled, walked towards the dugout, and tried to quiet them. Alston came out in defense, I believe, of Jake Fiddler. And Alston apparently got so carried away in talking to Landis that he said something untoward, and Stan Landis gave him the boot. And there, sitting quietly in a box seat, leaning on the railing, is Walter Alston's father, who right now, you can imagine, sees all of this one-sided. So Walter Alston, thrown out of the ball game with his dad no more than 60 feet away, and Alston now stops and gives his batting card to Billy Herman, and it has been Don Newcomb who has been given the boot along with Walter Alston. So Newcomb, who has a very loud voice, and if Don apparently hollering from the bench was chased, and Alston shot out trying to protect his pitcher and instead has been given the boot himself. So before the Dodgers take the field in the bottom of the first inning, they lose their manager and Don Newcomb. Newcomb is not scheduled to pitch until Tuesday, but the Dodgers conceivably could have used him as a left-handed pinch hitter. So the pressure of the pennant race has erupted before we can even get to the last of the first inning. The Dodgers have both manager Walter Alston and Don Newcomb kicked out of the ball game. Well, here we go again. Fasten your seat belts to the bottom of the first inning. No score. Johnny Temple coming up, and here's Jerry.
Johnny Podras now talking with Pee Wee Reese, and this one about ready to go now in the last half of the first inning. And as Vinny told you, the rhubarb right here in the first. Stan Landis putting the thumb on Newcomb and Walt Alston. Here's Johnny Temple at bat now, hitting 286. First pitch is in for a strike. Curveball caught the inside corner to the right-hand batter. Johnny Podras with an exceptional record on the road this year. Oh, right through Reese to third base. Temple around first, digs to second. Now, as Amoros makes his throw there, and it's not in time. Temple is on at second base. On a two-base hit, a hard smash went right by Pee Wee Reese to third base. So Temple is on with a double down the left field line, and the batter will be Gus Bell. Johnny Temple at second base. Bell at bat with a .295 batting average, 12 home runs, and 52 runs batted in. Podras now checks second, delivers to Bell. The curveball is over for a strike. Podras has a string of 34 consecutive scoreless innings on the road since allowing a home run to Bailey here at Cincinnati on May the 21st. Here's the look. Podras now delivers to the plate. Swung on and missed for a strike. And the count to Gus Bell is nothing in two. No score. We're in the last half of the first inning. The Redlegs have Johnny Temple on second base and nobody out. Bell at bat, Don Holt to follow, and then George Crowe. Series all even, one win apiece. Dodgers won yesterday 5-3. The Redlegs won Friday night 6-5 in 11 innings. Here's the look, the 0-2 pitch. Fly ball hit to left field. Sandy Amoros backs up a step, now moves a little bit toward the line, and makes the catch for the out. So Bell skies to Amoros in left field, and up now will be Don Holt. Holt hitting 287, 14 home runs, and 59 runs batted in. One out, one on. Temple at second base with a leadoff double for the Red Legs in the last half of the first inning. No score. Darnold hitting in the number three spot in the Red Leg batting order. Johnny Podrastan checks the runner, delivers to the plate. Breaking ball to the knees, and it's ball one. One ball, no strikes on Holt. Podras again ready. Checks Temple off second base. The pitch is high and inside. Ball two. Holt started to lean into the pitch and then came back out of there. Did not break the wrist, and it's a ball two count. Gilliam trying to keep a short holder on Temple at second base. Keeps moving in and out. Ball two, no strikes on Don Holt. Campanella flashes out a sign. Outfield swung a little bit to the left against the right-hand batter, and now Holt steps out, and Podras and Campanella will talk it over. Want to make sure on the signs, perhaps. So Campy goes out to meet Johnny halfway to the mound. At third, Reese. Neal is at short. Gilliam at second. And Hodge is at first base. Amoroso in left. Snyder in center. And Perullo is in right. Campanella catching. And Podras doing the pitching. Two ball, no strike count on Don Holt. Podras out of a stretch. Here's the pitch. Changeup is bounced down the third baseline. Great backhand stop by Reese, but he has no play. And Hulk is on, and at second base, holding on there is Johnny Temple. A hard bounding ball at the third baseline that Reese backhanded on the line, knocked down, and then jumped on the ball and fell down and had no play. And it goes as a base hit for Don Hulk. So the Red Legs have two on, and George Crowe coming to bat. Crowe hitting 301, 23 home runs, and 69 runs batted in. And now the Dodger infield goes to double play depth and slides around a bit to the right side. Reese will play in a third and fairly wide of the bag. Neal shading second base and Gilliam and Hodges deep on the right side. Here's the pitch to Crowe. The fastball is at the knees for a strike. The Red Legs have two on, one out, and there's no score in the last half of the first inning. Johnny Podras looking for a sign, ready to pitch to George Crowe. Johnny out of a stretch, here's the pitch. Crowe swings and taps one up the first baseline, foul. Frank McCormick makes the play on the ball in the first base coaching lines, and the count to Crowe is strike two. Podras in 111 innings so far this year has struck out 65, has walked just 25. Earned run average is 2.76. Lucky strike puffing a tree this afternoon from Crosley Field in Cincinnati. The Red Legs with a first inning threat going. No score. Two on, one out. Podras ready. Here's the pitch. Crowe swings and misses strike three. So George Crowe is out on strike. Strikeout number one for Podras. Two away now, and the batter is Frank Robinson. Frank hitting 310 has 14 home runs and 44 runs batted in. Last of the first inning, two out, two on. Temple at second and Don Hulk at Podras checks the sign. Eyes the runners. Here's the pitch. Ground ball bounced back to the middle for a base hit. Temple turns in to score. Here's the throw back to second base and the Red Legs lead 1-0. And so far, Johnny Podras, a long string on the road, is broken. He had gone 34 consecutive scoreless innings on the road. And now the Red Legs punch home a run on Frank Robinson's ground ball single up the middle. On the play, Don Hope raced around to third. Temple came across to score. The batter will be the catcher, Ed Bailey. Bailey is hitting 292, has 15 home runs and 39 runs batted in. Left-hander against left-hander now with runners at first and third, two out. Curveball bounced down, one big hop to Hodges, and the side is retired as Gill walks the ball to the bag. And so for the Redlegs in the first inning, one run on three base hits, no errors, and they left two men on. So at the end of one inning of play, it's Cincinnati one and the Dodgers nothing. And now here's Vince.
Well, say, friend, when does a batter call a pitcher an Iron Mike? Well, I'm sure you got the idea on that one, of course. It's when the pitcher is having an off day, when he's easier to hit than Iron Mike, the pitching machine. But, you know, after the ballgame, both pitcher and batter have the same name for genuine smoking enjoyment, for a genuine cigarette. And that, of course, is Lucky Strike. And why Lucky's? Well, here's why. A Lucky is all cigarettes, all fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Have you tried a Lucky lately? You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Well, Frank Robinson, who made the last out yesterday with a man at second base in the ninth, he struck out against Labine, comes up in the first inning today and gets a base hit to drive in the run. So at the end of one inning of play, Cincinnati one and Brooklyn nothing. Dodgers ready to come up with Hodges leading the parade and right back to Jerry.
Gill hitting 307 has 14 home runs, including one yesterday, and has had 16 runs batted in his last 15 ball games. And Gill now is two behind Snyder in the RBI column for the Dodgers. Duke has 57. Against the Redlegs, Hodges has an average of 350 for the year. This is the 17th meeting, and the clubs are all even. 4-4 here, 4-4 in the East, and, of course, 8-8 on the year. The Dodgers against the Western clubs on the road this year are 14-12, and since the All-Star game have won 12 and lost 5. The Redlegs, during the same span, have won 10 and lost 6. Lawrence now set the pitch to Gil Hodges. Here's the windup, and down it comes. Curveball is in for a strike. In case you joined us late, manager Walt Alston and pitcher Don Newcomb were given a heave-ho by umpire Stan Landis before the bottom of the first inning got underway. Hodges swings at the high foul, coming back and out of play in the upper deck. And it's strike two to Hodges. A near-capacity crowd here again at Crosley Field in Cincinnati. In five games on this road trip, the Dodgers have drawn 131,000 fans. Here's the windup and the 0-2 pitch. Curve is outside, ball one. 1-2 on Hodges. Top of the second, Redlegs lead 1-0. Playing in the second inning, New York nothing and Milwaukee nothing. In the fourth, Philadelphia and Chicago no score. Here's the pitch to Gill. Fastball is grounded out to the left side. Holt cuts in front of McMillan. The ball goes right through. Don Holt trying to go wide and in front of McMillan for the play on the ground ball. Couldn't field it. And with McMillan's view blocked by Holt, the ball went on through for a base hit to left field. So Hodges, getting one through the left side hole. Had Hulk stayed away, McMillan more than likely would have made the play on the ball. But Hulk, of course, had to cut over. Any ball he can get to, he's got to make a play on. But then he blocked McMillan's view, and the ball went right through. Here's Amoros at bat now, and he takes the pitch on the corner for a strike. Sandy hitting 295. Has five home runs and 19 runs batted in. And in 14 games as a starter, hitting 356. So Amoros has been one of the hot hitters for the Dodgers. One on here in the second with nobody out. Curveball is popped into short right field. Wally Post coming on. He's there now and makes the catch for the out. So Amoros flies out to Wally Post. One away. Hodges holding at first base. And here's Carl Ferrillo. Carl yesterday had a home run, which proved to be the decisive margin. It came with a man on, and the Dodgers won 5-3. Hodges at first base with one out in the second inning, and it's the Redlegs one, the Dodgers nothing. The Redleg infield now playing double plate up against Ferrillo. Lawrence out of a stretch. Here's the pitch. The curveball is low, and it's ball one. count. And the pitch in for a strike. Evens it up at 1-1. Lucky strike. Toughing it to you today from Crosley Field in Cincinnati. Furlough swings a big hop to third. Holt down to second for one. The throw to first. Double play. And the crowd is retired. And for the double play, 1,000 Luckies go along to our VA hospital at Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. They have a quota of 10,000, and along comes the first 1,000 for the double play. So the Dodgers go down in the top half of the second inning with no runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's Cincinnati 1 and Brooklyn nothing. Okay, Vin.
Well, here in Cincinnati, it's 1:51 or 2:51 back home, and as we synchronize the watches, we hope that's the way you come out, too. You know, no matter which way the hour hand on your watch is pointing, you can always be sure of one thing. It's light-up time. That ever-so-welcome moment when you reach for a lucky and strike a match. Boy, there's just nothing like a lucky and the deep-down smoking enjoyment of this genuine cigarette. A lucky is all cigarette, all fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. So light up a lucky right now. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Redlegs have a run on three hits. The Dodgers no runs on a hit as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Wally Post the batter and right back to Jerry.
Post hitting 239, dropped down to the batting order with a left-hand pitcher going. Despite the fact that he hits from the right side, Post has not been hitting as well as Holt, so they've switched him around. So Holt has been hitting third, and Post now dropped to the number seven spot. McMillan on deck and Lawrence to follow. Wally Post has 12 home runs and 50 runs batted in. Here's Padres with the windup and the pitch. Curveball hit the inside corner, strike one. Redlegs lead 1-0, batting now in the last half of inning number two, third game of the series. Padres ready, the windup, and here it is. Fly ball, foul, off to the right. It'll come down, out of play, on the roof. So to Wally Post, the strike two count. Roy McMillan on deck, and Brooks Lawrence to follow. Red Lakes picked up a run in the first inning on a double by Temple. Infield single by Holt, and a single by Robinson. Here's a fastball inside, and Post turns away from it. Ball one, 1-2. Two pitch, curveball tapped right back to the mound. An easy play for Padres. Turns, makes you throw to Hodges in time. One away. Roy McMillan coming on now. The Red Lake shortstop hitting 254. The Giants lead Milwaukee 1-0 with Milwaukee batting in the last half of the second. Philadelphia, Chicago, no score. Phillies batting in the fourth. And the Cardinals lead Pittsburgh 1-0 with the Pirates batting in the fourth inning. Those are all first games of doubleheaders. The pitch down to McMillan is high and inside. Ball one. The Dodgers and the Redlegs are the only National League clubs playing a single game. The fastball is in for a strike, and it's one ball, one strike on McMillan. Boy, we've had some great games on this road trip. Just typical of the National League pennant race. The 1-1 pitch. Foul ball off to the right. It'll be down in the stands. One ball, two strikes on Roy McMillan. We're in the last half of the second. The Red Lakes lead 1-0. One out, none on. Padres winds and fires. Curveball in the dirt, and it's ball two. 2-2. There's a pop foul coming back to the wire, out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Allen waiting with one out in the second. Padres winds and changes up, a swing and a bounding ball. Wide of third, in the hole is Neal. Long throw is not in time. So McMillan is on as he had a ground ball deep in the hole, the shortstop. Neal made a play on the ball, but his throw was not in time. Hodges had to go for a high throw. Might have smuffed the bag, but it was not in time, and McMillan gets a base hit. So that is hit number four off Padres, and two have been of the infield variety. Here's the pitcher, Brooks Lawrence, coming on, hitting 135, seven base hits in 52 times at bat. Lawrence at bat. Reese now playing at third, playing in close, should Lawrence have bunt instructions. And a play to first base, but not in time. McMillan is back. Around the bunt, back to the mound. Padres goes to second base. In time. Throw to first base. Not in time. So McMillan is forced as Lawrence bunts back to Padres, who wheeled and made a throw back to Charlie Neal for the fourth play. Really the first, not in time to get Lawrence. So there are two outs with a runner at first base and Johnny Temple coming on. Temple doubled down the left field line and scored the run in the first inning. Red Legs lead it 1-0. We're in the last half of the second inning. On first is Brooks Lawrence. Now Padres, out of a stretch, delivers a curveball on the inside corner, strike one. The Red Legs, one run on four hits. The Dodgers, no runs on one hit. Last half of the second. Fastball is in for a strike two to Johnny Temple. Nothing in two. Now again, Padres ready, delivers outside high, and it's ball one. One and two on Johnny Temple. Reese, Neal, Gilliam, and Hodges on the infield. Amaro, Snyder, and Perillo in the outfield. Campanella catching and Padres pitching. Johnny Temple, the batter, one ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back to the wire, and the count stays one and two. Two count. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Charlie Neal feeds Gilliam for the fourth out, and the side is retired. So for the Cincinnati Redlegs in the second inning, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left on. And at the end of two, it's Cincinnati one, and the Dodgers have nothing. And now a word from Vince.
Well, friends, we've just learned from the Carl Perillo Night Committee that there will be five busloads of folks coming down from Carl's hometown of Reading, Pennsylvania, headed by Reading's mayor, who will be down to Ebbets Field with a double purpose. He wants to add the praise of Reading fans to those which will be heaped upon Perillo and his fine family, but he also wants to meet one of Carl's teammates and pose for a picture with him for his sports den. You see, the mayor of Reading is named Dan McDevitt. Just another nice little touch in the pleasant picture, building up towards the Carl Perillo night. Hope you'll all be on hand, and if you want to, why not contact the committee at the Hotel Fawcett and get your tickets right now. That's August 28th. Carl Perillo night with Fern and Butch and John, the whole family at home plate. A lot of friends from Reading, and we hope to make it a night that Carl and his family will never forget, and for that matter, for you folks who are at the ballpark, we hope it'll be an extra enjoyable evening. The end of two innings, it is 1-0 Cincinnati, and we'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. Correct WOKO time now, 3 o'clock. Now back to Brooklyn Dodger baseball.
Roy Campanella coming on now. As the Dodgers go to bat in the third. Roy hitting .229, 12 home runs, 47 runs batted in. Lawrence winds and fires. And the fastball is high inside, ball one. Red Legs lead 1-0, top of the third inning. Lawrence ready again. Here's the pitch. In for a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. Lucky strike blowing it to you today from Crosley Field in Cincinnati. Curveball for strike two on Campanella. One ball, two strikes. A gentle reminder when you're out shopping to buy your Luckies by the carton. That way you're sure not to run short. 1-2. Lawrence winds, pitches outside for a ball, and the count, two balls, two strikes on Campanella. Two count. Brooks Lawrence into the windup, and here's his pitch. Outside, ball three. 3-2 now on Roy. The Dodgers have an off day tomorrow, then have a doubleheader in Chicago on Tuesday and another one on Wednesday. Single game on Thursday. Thursday's game will be on TV as well as radio, Channel 9 at 2:25. Campy takes a curve outside, ball four, and he's on with a walk. Here's Pee Wee Reese coming on now. The Dodger captain batting with Campanella on at first base. Nobody out. Reese hitting .213. Now Lawrence ready. Here's the pitch to Pee Wee. Brought up the third baseline. And Don Hook comes in to make the play, but has no play as Reese beats it out for a base hit. So the Red Legs not expecting Reese to bunt, and with Hulk laying back in double play depth, Pee Wee dumps the bunt along the third baseline and beats it out. As Hulk came in, made a one-hand grab on it, but had no play. So Campanella moves to second base, and it's a base hit for Pee Wee Reese. Hit number two off Brooks Lawrence, and the pitcher Johnny Podras coming on. So Reese with a base hit, bunt single on the third baseline. Moves Campy to second base, and the Dodgers have two on, none out. Top of the third, the Red Legs lead 1-0. And now the Red Legs look for the bunt, with Holt and Crow on the corners, ready to come down the line toward the plate. Here's the pitch. Podras around the bunt, takes it low inside, ball one. Waiting. Campanella on second and Reese on at first. Lawrence ready to pitch. Johnny bunts it along the first baseline. It's a good bunt. Lawrence will go to first base with his play and the runners move over. So Podras with a nice sacrifice gets Campanella to third and Reese down to second base. One out as Podras is tossed out from Brooks Lawrence to Johnny Temple covering at first base. Here's Charlie Neal up now. Charlie flied to left field his first time up. Batting average is .262. In the last of the third inning, the Giants lead Milwaukee 1-0. In the last of the fourth, Chicago and Philadelphia no score. In the last of the fourth, St. Louis leads Pittsburgh 1-0. Final score in the first game in the American League, Kansas City beat Washington 6-5. Detroit leads the Yankees 4-2 at the end. 5-2 at the end of 3.5 innings. 2.5 innings, make it. A bounding ball to the right side, and Temple's play will go to first as Campanella comes in to tie up the ball game. So we've got a brand new one going as Charlie Neal bounces out to second baseman Johnny Temple. Campanella scores. Reese takes third. Two away now, and a 1-1 ball game. For Neal, a run batted in. Up will be Jim Gilliam with two outs, and Reese on at third base. Gilliam flied to right his first time, and Junior hitting .249. Lawrence winds, here's the pitch. In for a strike at the knees. side. In comes Johnny Temple. It's played the first in time for the out, and the side is retired. So the Dodgers go down in the third inning, but pick up a run to tie the ball game. One run, one hit, no errors, and one man left on. So at the end of the top of the third, it's Brooklyn 1 and Cincinnati 1. And now, here's Ben.
Well, in just about the time it takes to light up a Lucky, Happy Joe Lucky will come your way with some mighty interesting clubhouse chatter. But right now, he's going to stretch you out and light up the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Lucky Strike. Mm-hmm. Does that cigarette taste good? How come? Well, the Lucky's an honest-to-goodness cigarette. Nothing but fine tobacco. Naturally mild tobacco that's good-tasting to begin with. And then it's toasted to taste even better. All right, now let's get to that clubhouse chatter. The Dodgers have drawn over 950,000 so far this year, not including today's attendance, so they will easily go over the million mark before this trip is over. In fact, we'll do that in Chicago, a great attraction on the road, the Brooklyn Dodgers. By the way, Sandy Amoros and Roy Campanella are the greatest moviegoers on the ball club. Roy says Sandy really enjoys those shoot-em-ups. Of course, that's baseball language for Westerns. And with a lot of day ball games on the road, you can imagine the ball club will be whiling away many an evening watching the movies and, as we would say, most of them, shoot-em-ups. Well, thank you, Happy Joe Lucky. And now we'll be going to the last of the third inning of a shoot-em-up of our own. It's a 1-1 tie, the Dodgers and Redlegs. Gus Bell will be first up, and here's Jerry.
Bell, first time, flied to left field. Coming on now to face Padres in a 1-1 ball game. Gus hitting 294. Last half of the third inning, the Dodgers one run on two base hits, and the Redlegs one run on four hits. Bell has 12 home runs, 52 runs batted in. Left-hand hitter against Padres. A swing and a miss, strike one. And fans still circulating around in the bleacher area out on the sun deck, trying to find a place to sit down. Another fine crowd here at Crosley Field. Padres delivers outside for a ball, and the count is 1-1. One ball, one strike. Gus Bell leading off in the third. The pitch bounced out to the right side. Gilliam over makes the play. Into Hodges in time, and it's one away. So Bell out on the ground ball. Gilliam to Hodges. One up, one down, and here's Don Hope. Hope got an infield hit his first time, a hard smash to third. Don hitting 290. 14 home runs and 59 runs batted in. Just ready. Here's his pitch. Slow curve is low, and it's ball one. Last of the third, all tied up at 1-1. The Dodgers and the Redlegs in the final game of the series here at Cincinnati. It'll be back to Brooklyn a week from tomorrow as the Dodgers take on the New York Giants. There's a long drive to left field, and it's hooking. It's a foul ball across the street and up on the laundry. Don Hope really got a hold of that one and hit it down the left field line, but pulled it foul. That ball was really tagged across the street up on the roof of the laundry, 353 feet away. Just a long, noisy strike for Don Hope. One ball, one strike. Padres ready. Here's the pitch. Inside at the letters, and it's ball two. Two and one. Ball game tied, 1-1, one out, none on. Third inning, Redlegs batting. It's a high fly ball to left field. Sandy Amoros coming on, slanting over toward the line. He's right there. He makes the catch right on the foul line. So Don Hope skies out to left. It's two away. Chicago leads Philadelphia now 1-0 with the Phillies batting in the top half of the fifth inning. We'll have a complete rundown of all the scores from our Lucky Strike scoreboard at the end of this half inning.